This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Doom and gloom, it's among us. It is now upon us. It's cast its shadow all over America, doom and gloom. And look, we have a track record of understanding that when Donald Trump is involved, doom and gloom is the only thing that comes. Am I not right? Come on with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it's Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. You can also give us a phone call at 844-551-8255. Doom and gloom. Donald Trump made an announcement. And he said, you know what? This nuclear thing, we're out of it. Iran, we're out of it. I listened to Shepard Smith after the show. And you know what he said? He says, well, he really can't get out of it. The United States is locked into it. The only thing he can do is essentially renege on it, which gives the international community a reason to be mad at us. They have recourse. It's really funny to me that we would get involved in something that we could not possibly get out of. Shepard Smith said this. He said it multiple times. People would be talking, well, he's ended it. Well, he didn't really end it because he can't get out of it. And he was flipping about it. He can't get out of it. How does the United States get into a deal? The Barack Obama says, we're going to do a deal and there's no way out. I mean, talk about free will. That's like you signing a thing that says, I'll shop at Best Buy, you know, because you give me a loyalty card, and then they catch you over at Fry's. And they say, you can't just go shopping over there. And you're like, but I thought I could get out. No. You got a loyalty card. You're there. It's so ridiculous, I can't even think of a good analogy. Makes me mad. What kind of nonsense? Donald Trump can't get out of this nuclear deal. Yeah, he can. He can get out of it. He got out of it. I don't need to play any clips. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, was curt. He was to the point. It was the worst deal ever. We never should have done it. If they want to renegotiate a real deal, I'm interested. But until then, we're done. And now the left, oh my gosh, look at what he's doing. Why? Because he's got such a crappy track record with overseas. You know, it's funny, they said, well, certainly the North Korea is going to have to rethink things. Because Donald Trump said this. If you do business with Iran, we're going to give them the toughest sanctions. Let me tell you what. You aren't going to do business with us. And I love how they, well, what's Europe? How's Europe going to respond? What are they going to do about this? Let me give you the answer. Absolutely freaking nothing. They won't do a thing. They have no recourse. What did I tell you guys? I don't mean to brag. I ain't trying to brag. Okay, I'm bragging. I told you. Donald Trump is not going to worry about nuclear weapons with Iran. He's going to say to them, you can do what you want to do. You just aren't going to be doing business with us. And oh, by the way, anybody doing business with him, you're not going to be doing business with us. Now, what do you want from America? Well, you want to come over, you want to visit, you want our technology, you want our planes, you want our weapons, you want a lot of stuff from us. And oh, by the way, even with all that we ship you, we still run a deficit that's pretty good for your economy. Donald Trump could do all kinds of things, travel bans, no Americans can go to this country, we are at war, you know, political war, not a, you know, physical war. You can't go there, like Cuba. We could do a lot of things to people. And I told you that's what Donald Trump would do. He would use the American economy because that's what I do. Now they're going, oh, China's rethinking things. And what is China going to do? China, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, Europe, it doesn't matter. They are going to do nothing. They are going to say, you know what? He's right. And Donald Trump is looking at this agreement going, this is lunacy. Who would have signed? Oh, they're like, well, France is upset about it. France and, I don't know, the UK or Germany. Who cares? Do you think Emmanuel Macron is going to tell Donald Trump, hey, listen, we really want you to be back into this deal. It is a good deal. We've already signed it. You need to come back. Yeah, what, like the Paris Climate Accord? You know what you can do? You can shove it. That's right. You can shove it because we ain't coming back. You want to do something where we really work together and Iran becomes a good citizen of the world versus constantly threatening its neighbors, threatening the United States, committing cyber wars and things like that? Yeah. But the people who couldn't negotiate anything, couldn't negotiate trade deals, couldn't negotiate with North Korea, couldn't negotiate with Russia, haven't done anything in the Middle East that you can shake a stick at, suddenly they're all experts, right? So Donald Trump, who has, in a less than a year and a half, has demonstrated acumen, not only domestically but foreignly, to the point where they're in negotiations to have a much more stable Asian peninsula. Middle East is at least getting itself in check by eradicating ISIS and, you know, doing all the things that we should be doing in the Middle East, mostly centered around trade, okay? Getting our trade barriers, you know, done, negotiated, where these guys were all in for NAFTA, all in for TPP, horrible deals that Trump came in and said, this is ridiculous. Nobody would negotiate this way. A guy who now has turned his sights, and by the way, no surprise here, but turned his sights on Iran and said, look, this is not the way we're going to play this game. And the most incompetent president in history comes out and says this was a good deal. The most incompetent Secretary of State in modern history, John Kerry, second only to Hillary Clinton in her reset button with the Russians, he says, you know, I'm going to undermine you. I'm going to violate the Logan Act. I'm going to speak out against this publicly because it's the right thing to do. And they're all concerned about their so-called legacies. You want to know why? Because a dude who has no political savvy whatsoever, never served in office, never went to fight a war and get purple hearts for paper cuts so he could come back and pretend to be a hero. And you know what he did? He proved exactly what we said he would prove, which is he would run circles around these D.C. clowns, and he'd do it with his hands behind his back. And I want you to imagine what Donald Trump would do if these people sided with him. Do you know why the Democrats will fight Donald Trump to the death? It's because they know how effective he would be if they supported him. They can't have it. Congratulations, President Trump, for a great deal.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Oh, I love this butcher in Canada. This guy, see, this, I'm just going to tell you, I like when people do this kind of thing. This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A butcher at Toronto's Antler Kitchen and Bar had animal rights activists seething. You want to know why? He carved up a piece of meat in front of protesters. In other words, a butcher did his job. I want you to think about this. We are talking about one of the jobs that, let me say, if the zombie apocalypse comes, you're going to want a butcher on your team. Somebody that's used to just going, bring that rabbit over here. Let me take care of that. Okay. And then carving off and, you know, letting people know, here's your little morsel. Here's your little morsel. When everybody's starving to death, all these zombie leftist snowflakes are going to wish they had a butcher among them. They're going to wish they had a mechanic. That, you know, all the jobs that they scoff at. They're going to be, oh my gosh, can anybody know how to fix a car? They're going to wish they had, you know, guys, engineers, builders, people that use their brains. They're not going to wish they had a bunch of hackers. Let me tell you something. Your kids may be, I have bright sons, bright. Oh, my goodness. All of them can code? I mean, I'm a coder. I know how to code. You know, all of them can code. I'm talking about stuff that goes into their company's algorithms. I mentioned this before. My oldest son rewrote an algorithm, a risk algorithm for the second company he worked for out of college that got the president to give him an award and a $10,000 or $20,000 bonus year one. That's how good this kid codes. By the way, his degrees are in finance and economics. But he knew how to, he looked at the algorithm and goes, I can redo that. The math is wrong. And he redid it. And his computers at that large company, I will remain nameless, said, this dude's right. Holy cow. But let me tell you, all that brain power, my oldest son ain't worth 10 cents in the wild. I took him to my home, to, you know, my childhood home, the ranch that I grew up on, you know, fishing and hunting and all that. These kids were like, we can't get a signal, Dad. We can't get a signal. I'm thinking, man, you suckers, if I had to make y'all walk home, they would die. They can't read a compass. I'm not trying to be, you know, put my kids on Front Street. I'm just telling you, when it comes to surviving in the wild, they are snowflakes. They are. They don't know what to do. They're not snowflakes in life. I mean, you confront them on the street, you're going to get some feet and hands. You know what I'm saying? They will lay hands on you. But I'm talking about take away all the accoutrements of civilized society today, and these guys don't know anything. And if you think about that with my kids, imagine what it is with the regular kids, right? Because I'm an outdoorsman. Now, I will say this. My youngest son, he's an outdoors kid. He might survive. And I just put might. Maybe, you know, we'll see. But the three oldest, man, they were like, well, it's hot. Golly, what are all the bugs? I mean, I thought I was with like a bunch of valley girls. But anyway, this butchers, dares do his job in front of people. What did they think he was doing in there? Writing algorithms? I need a new set of knives so I can type out my algorithms. He butchers meat for a living. He feeds the world, the Canadians. He feeds Toronto. I love these idiot leftists that go into stores, order up all their meat, you know, their hot dogs and their Spam, their beef jerky, and whatever else they eat. And then they're like mad. You know, just, I can't believe he's eating meat. He's a cow. You know that hot dog you're about to eat is meat. I mean, there's not a hot dog machine that just spits out hot dogs. I mean, it is an animal that makes that up, right? And it may be a conglomeration of animals depending on whose hot dog. It could be chicken. It could be turkey and beef and pork and associated cartilages and what have you, right? Unbelievable. They eat meat or they go, we're vegan and we don't eat meat. Well, I don't care. So what? That butcher has a legitimate job. Do you think more people are carnivores or more people are herbivores? Huh? Okay, I rest my case. Many, many more herbivores, including your progressive friends that will eat a piece of bacon and soak it down like it. Oh my gosh, this bacon is so delicious. Because it is. Wrap a cracker in bacon and it'll taste better. Wrap watermelon in bacon and you had me at hello. Do you understand what a brother's saying? Okay? He's doing his job. The protest which took place recently drew activists holding signs reading, murder! And animals are not ours to use! was originally meant to debunk the ethical meat myth, which is what Antler is known for. An ethical meat myth? Well, what? Oh, we don't, you know, like, we don't serve veal, where we keep the animal out of the sunlight so that the meat stays really white. Which, by the way, that's kind of racist, isn't it? You know, the whiter the meat, the better. By the way, folks, not to get all into your meat stuff, but fish, come on, I've never eaten black fish. I've eaten, what do they call it? More flaky. So salt water versus fresh water. And I've eaten fish, you know, like the skin like a catfish. The meat will be darker on the outside, but on the inside, it's all white. Right? So fish, yeah, I mean, if we're going to look in the, or if we're going to colorize it, This is white food. Chicken. Chicken's white. Even dark meat chicken isn't that dark. Come on now. You ain't fooling this Negro. I can look at the chicken meat and know, okay, it ain't exactly, you know, we're not talking about well-cooked beef here. Now, see, that's dark. Anyway, Uger is this guy's name. The organizer, Marnie Jill Uger. She and a group of activists were gathered outside the eatery in one of the restaurant's chefs. A guy named Michael Hunter brought out a large piece of meat and began butchering it next to the window. I'm telling you, I'm loving this dude, Michael Hunter. What a name for a butcher. Michael Hunter. It would be like Michael Gatherer, right? Hunter Gatherer. Then yes, they could have a grocery store, Hunter Gatherer. That would be too cool. Anyway, he brings out this large piece of meat. He's butchering it. Then he disappears into the restaurant afterward. Then he returned to the window, and then he ate a cooked piece of meat. If I was not a dude, I swear I would go up to at least get a look at this guy. He's marriage material. Come on. Come on, fellas. Get in touch. Get in touch. Get in touch with your feminine side. If you're going to marry a dude, marry Michael Hunter, a guy who would dare take a carcass, put it in front of a window full of anti-meat people.
The animals are our friends.
Yeah, and they're delicious, too. You know, I'm just saying. You know, I don't know how you guys feel. I get it. You know, the airplane goes down up in the mountains or something, and, you know, you got to eat one of your buddies. I mean, hey, somebody's got to live. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't eat my friends. But I will eat my animals. And where? Yugoslavia? Aren't they eating their pets? Where is that? Argentina?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Everybody, we've already talked about California, the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies. And I don't know what else to say about this crazy state that in no way represents America other than its beauty. These people are so detached from us, it's crazy. So we talked about California being the fifth largest economy in the world. GDP that's surpassed only by the rest of the United States, China, Japan, and one other country. It's bigger than Great Britain, the California economy, and with a fraction of the people. So you've got this amazing state, huge, diverse in every way, and it's making a comeback because of Donald Trump. Now, of course, Moonbeam's going to take all the credit, but meanwhile, we also reported that their Laffer did a study that said 800,000 people are going to leave New York and California because of the new tax laws that limits the amount of money you can deduct on your houses in terms of your taxes. So a lot of people are going to leave for that reason because they want to hold on to their money. People before, you get you buy a $3 million home and your taxes might be whatever they are per year. And so it was a big offset to your mortgage and so into your income, so you were like, oh, it's all cool, it works out in the end where they're going to be leaving. Well, there's another reason people may be leaving California, the state that wants to tax everything that you do. You pay a dollar more, I don't care where the gasoline taxes are high, you're going to pay somewhere between 50 cents and a dollar more if you live in California. If you live in California, the state that protects gives sanctuary to illegals, you're going to pay not only to protect them, you're going to pay for the air, the very air that you breathe, with all these climate change taxes and all the regulations on cars and stuff. I talked about California truly is like going into another country. You should practically have to get a visa to go because your car is no good there. The laws that apply to normal citizens in America don't apply there. You can't have a gun. I mean, to get a gun, to get anything, to do anything that would be the normal frontier spirit is practically done. But this latest one really gets me. This is overreach beyond belief. Get this. California is going to make it mandatory for you to have solar homes. This is from Technocracy News. For 7 years, a handful of home builders offered solar as an optional item for buyers who wanted to pay to go green. Remember Barack Obama talking about, make your house more energy efficient, which, by the way, all good ideas. Put weather stripping on the doors and, you know, insulate the homes and things like this. It's a good idea. There's no question about it. But you should be able to do it at your own pace. I was talking to a guy who, one of the drivers takes me to the studio, and he says to me, Kevin, in these homeowners associations, he goes, if one person does an improvement, like puts on a new roof, he goes, it's so competitive. He's talking about in Arizona, in these Del Webb communities. He goes, it's so competitive. Everybody puts on a roof. And I'm thinking, well, there ain't no black people that live there because we are not that competitive. In black neighborhoods, if somebody wants to spend a little extra for some landscaping, it doesn't mean everybody else is going to do it. It's a matter of, are you able to do it? And then I told him it reminded me of the Seinfeld episode where Jerry Seinfeld buys his dad a Cadillac. And he's like, Jerry, you can't buy me a car like this. You know, it's going to make me a pariah. And it did. In his Florida community, it made him a pariah that he had the Cadillac because everybody wasn't able to buy a Cadillac. So there you go. Well, anyway, in California, you're going to have a solar home. They're on the verge of making solar standard on virtually every home built in that state. The California Energy Commission votes today, or maybe it voted yesterday, I'm not exactly sure, on this new standard that houses are going to have solar panels starting in 2020. Now, in Arizona, for example, you'll see houses with solar panels. They're big eyesores, if you ask me. I have some friends that have a house that has solar panels, and I was talking to them, and they said, well, here's the deal, Kev. We get a certain amount of our electricity from our solar panels, and they claim they can run part, you know, some of the house. I don't know how much, but, you know, we run a part of the house. And I said, well, what happens when, let's say for sake of discussion, you don't need your energy? They go, we sell it back to the grid. So the concept of this is, you're generating house. Keep in mind, it's hot as heck in Arizona most of the time. So, in theory, these solar panels are supposedly bringing energy to part of the house. I don't think it can power the entire house. I don't. They've got probably, I'm going to say, a 6-foot by 8-foot grid on their roof. So, whatever it powers, you know, it runs a TV and a couple of toasters or something. But it doesn't power the whole house. But they're convinced that, you know, I said, well, what's the payoff? Well, we figure another 5 years. And I said, well, okay. I mean, I don't remember the number, but it was years. And I said, okay, well, you know, it pays itself off. Well, then we sell all the electricity back to the grid. And I'm going, well, you don't even have enough solar panels to power your house. What are you selling back to the grid? They wanted to convince me that they were, you know, it's a cost positive thing. And I'm going, I don't know what it cost you. And I, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to poo-poo on there. And I'm not peeing in their punch bowl. There's a party going on. So I wasn't going to, like, confront them on it. But it's ridiculous to think, oh, yeah, it's going to, you know, in 20 years we're going to be making money. You're going to be making fractional pennies and the technology will have changed and we'll shift to a whole other type of something. It's not going to be solar. Don't misunderstand me. If you want to have solar and you say solar is going to, I wouldn't do is use it to heat my pool, but solar is going to be, you know, part of my ancillary, you know, the mother-in-law house, you know, the casita or something like that. I get it. But to run your house, you better have some fossil fuel until, you know, we get a hydrogen pellet or nuclear or something. That's just ridiculous. But anyway, so they say they're expecting this to happen in California, and they say solar installations on homes are going to skyrocket. Now, this is government trying to force success with a company that gets passed on to the consumer the same way Obamacare did, all these other things, and it's not going to help the grid. And the interesting thing is, so this one guy says, he says, California is about to take a quantum leap in energy standards. No other state in the nation mandates solar, and we're about to take that step. They're going to mandate government out of control, mandating that you go green. Now, they say this is going to, they want, you know, to take, make fossil fuels completely obsolete, even though they know what I'm about to tell you next. You could have every house in California wired for, put up for solar. Everyone. What, does it shut down the electric grid? The answer is no. The electric grid better be there for exactly the reasons I said earlier. No house in California is going to run completely on solar. So no matter how sweet you make it sound, you've got to keep that electric plant going, that coal-fired plant going, just in case. Now, they say, well, we won't be pulling off the grid. What are you going to do? You're going to sell that electricity to another state or, you know, neighboring states or what neighboring, can't say neighboring communities because all of California is going to have this. Now, the older homes won't, so the grid will still be up for them. The point is, you're not getting rid of the coal-fired plants. And if you want to think of that as progress, progress means people will have affordable housing. I don't know what it costs for these solar things. My friends told me. I honestly don't remember. I wasn't paying that close attention. But it's thousands of dollars. So thousands of dollars because somebody is selling the pipe dream that it's all, you know, we're all going green. Let me tell you something. It's just like with Tesla and Priuses and all that. They don't give you the bad news. One, the panels eventually wear out. Two, the technology changes and makes them obsolete. Do you really believe that a panel you put up today, for your solar energy in 2 years is going to be the same? In 5 years? Think about the progress being made that's been made over the last decade or two in semiconductors alone. Just how thin the substrate is now to make a semiconductor. Let me put it in perspective. It was the size, a substrate was the size of a ream of paper, okay, when I was designing as an electrical engineer. Now, that substrate is equivalent to the size of a sheet of paper. You get what I'm saying? And it's 1,000 times more efficient than when I designed with the fat one. So, what do you think is going to happen with that technology? So everybody's going to have obsolete technology that has to be changed over and over and over, mandatory by the government. And you know they're going to increase the standards because that's what liberals do. They keep themselves in business through onerous legislation.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, the Me Too movement is claiming lots of victims. This story is actually a bit old, but I'm just getting around to it. And in light of Schneiderman and other stuff, let's discuss this. I think it's an interesting story, and it has to do with Tom Brokaw. And there's a lady, her name is Linda Vester, and she says Brokaw, you know, did some unseemly things to her, whatever. And I want to play a couple of clips because I want to talk about this. I find it humorous as to the bar that's now become the standard of judging the Me Too movement. So here's the first clip.
I'm Linda Vester. For a decade, I worked at NBC News
as an anchor and correspondent. I was groped and assaulted by Tom Brokaw, then the anchor of NBC Nightly News. This is my story.
So this was in Variety. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. You can reach us at kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. So she was groped and assaulted, but here's the story from Variety. Linda Vester had a reputation for covering tough stories. As a war correspondent for NBC News in the 90s, she spent three tours of duty in the Middle East and took two assignments in Africa. Now, I love how they set this all up as, she's one tough chick. Look at where she went. She covered the tough stories. Here it goes on. But as it turned out, her biggest battle at work wasn't in the field. She says it was as a victim of sexual harassment by Tom Brokaw, the legendary newsman who manned the anchor desk for the NBC Nightly News for 22 years and hosted Today and Meet the Press. And let me stop there for a second and tell you, Tom Brokaw is a flaming leftist. He's a flaming leftist. This is a guy who has spoken out on every... I don't know that I've agreed with Tom Brokaw in a decade. He's a more acceptable version of Keith Olbermann. He's a flaming leftist. So now, years later, the dude is retired. I mean, I don't know what he's doing, but he's getting the Cosby age, right? The statute of limitations for Me Too never runs out. So here's what the article goes on to say. In a series of interviews with Variety conducted over several months, Vester alleged that Brokaw physically tried to force her to kiss him on two separate occasions, groped her in the NBC conference room, and showed up at her hotel room uninvited. Now, look, I don't condone any bad behavior by people for any reason. But let me tell you something. Everything that's been described here are things that are pretty naturally occurring in nature. Now, there are women out there,
Kevin, certainly you don't think that she should be groped.
Look, you don't know the circumstances. She might have been coming on to Brokaw, and so he thought, okay, well, let me put my arm around her and give her a hug. Who knows? But now we're getting to the level to where if you even whispered, winked, looked at, breathed in the direction of a woman, decades later they can come back and go, look at what he did. So I want to play the next clip. Because she just set it up. Now, here's what she says Brokaw did, and you judge for yourself.
I was a brand new, newly hired correspondent for NBC News for Weekend Today. And I was sent to Denver in August of 93 to cover the Pope's trip there. And while I was standing in the Denver bureau with my back to the door, from behind me, out of nowhere, Tom Brokaw walked up, put his hands on my waist, and tickled me all up and down my waist. It was physically unpleasant and humiliating. I jumped a foot. I looked at the editor of Nightly News in the eye. He looked back at me, and his jaw dropped. And I was completely humiliated in front of a room full of my colleagues. I jumped, got out of the way, got out of his grasp. No one did a thing.
Wow. I don't know who this chick is. She was in the news, probably attractive. Tom Brokaw, powerful guy, welcoming the new lady. Look, there's a lot of ways to interpret this, but I'll tell you this. If that's the level you rise to say he needs to be put on Front Street, he need a 22-year veteran of the news. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, the reason why I can speak from the heart on this subject is because I don't like Brokaw. I don't like his politics. I don't like the politics of Schneiderman, the Attorney General of New York that resigned in disgrace over three women whom he was in a relationship with, who now say, oh, no, he was into, things that I just don't like and he abused me. You were happy to be abused, and then suddenly, decades later, things jar your memory as to what it was. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And I know, look, that's politically incorrect, but let me tell you something. Do you have sons? Are you listening? Do you have nephews? Do you have cousins that are coming up, and you're saying, guys, I don't know how to tell you to be with women? The rules have changed. It can be something as simple as tapping a woman on the shoulder or coming up and just placing your hand on their shoulder. God forbid if you're reaching around the neck, the back to do it, because then you're hugging them. She says, Tom Brokaw came up, put his arm around my waist and sort of rubbed me up and down. Something I guarantee you I've done, many people have done. I don't know what level of familiarity he had, but she's like, I jumped. And nobody did a thing. Hey, here's something I'm curious about. Why did you stay? If that was something that was so offensive, something that was such an affront to your sensibilities, why do you stay? Two friends, they say, who Vester told at the time, corroborated her story. Wow, yeah, that really happened. She did tell us that. Were they there? Bet you dollars the dog turds, they weren't anywhere near. She told the story. It's been corroborated. Variety reported. Ergo, Tom Brokaw needs his reputation ruined. I remind you, I don't have a dog in this fight. Other than the fact that I have four sons, and they shouldn't grow up in a world where normal human interaction between men and women is deemed one-sided, that he's a sexual predator because he asked me out. I think it's ridiculous. They said, Brokaw, who has been married to Meredith All since 1962, has never before been publicly accused of sexual harassment. And neither had Bill Cosby. In a statement from him, supplied by NBC News spokesman, Brokaw said of the allegations, I met with Linda Vester on two occasions, both at her request 23 years ago because she wanted advice with respect to her career at NBC. The meetings were brief, cordial, and appropriate. And despite Linda's allegations, I made no romantic overtures toward her at that time or any other. And you know what? I believe Brokaw. I believe that he held himself with decorum. I completely disagree with his politics, but I believe he came up in a time of the Cronkite era where he left it for the most part out, and he also grew up in a time where men, even leftist men, actually respected women. And you want to know what his reward is? You want to know his reward for meeting with this woman, likely helping her career, likely getting her the boost that she needed to move on, etc., etc., is for her to come back decades later to sully his. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. The women's movement, you're watching it spiral in on itself. Me Too is going to die a horrible death. Because men are going to stop helping women. Let me give you a little hint, ladies. To young ladies listening to my show, The Kevin Jackson Show, understand this. Women may tell you they want to help you. They don't. Women don't like it when you're getting ahead, and they're not. They don't like propelling people. You know, like the old roller derby where they would whip the girl around the people? They don't like that stuff at all. What I'm telling you is this, young ladies. If it weren't for a man helping the majority of women get ahead, you wouldn't know about Oprah Winfrey. You wouldn't know about Hillary Clinton. You wouldn't know about Pelosi. Let me tell you, this is a good reason for us guys to stop it. If you really want to put it down to brass tacks, we need to quit. Because when you end up helping women get ahead, you know what they do? They end up accusing you of some sort of sexual misconduct, or they just become empowered women who forget who actually gave them a leg up, who helped them to do it. Go look at the majority of women, and you will find out that either their husbands or some guy who took an interest, a father-like figure. I'm not talking about daddies. I'm talking about a father-like figure, somebody like that helped them get by.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.